You're 69. 1 minute now after 11. 1 minute after 10 central. It is 60 degrees at the Blazer. I'm Dane Foley, joined today by Joe Yoakum. Joe, of course, is the mayor of Vincennes. Joe, thank you for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All this rain, how do you feel like the infrastructure of the city's holding up?
Just fine. I'd rather it be rain than snow.
Okay, yes. That's good. Okay.
And, if we get these big, large downpours, sometimes intersections will flood, but you can't build. It would cost hundreds of millions of dollars to build infrastructure that could handle a real heavy rain.
Sure.
It only happens once or twice a year. And even when we do get those rains, it goes down pretty quick. But as far as everything, as long as the storm drains are clean, and I encourage anybody that lives on a corner or lives where there's a storm drain,
help out
their property, go out there and clean it out. So that the rain will drain. The worst thing, but we've got nice weather now, so it's not that big of a problem, but the worst time to get rain when those drains are clogged is when it rains in the day and then freezes at night.
Oh, yeah.
If it doesn't drain, it's going to turn to ice. So okay. We encourage people to help us out and clean those storm drains out.
All right. Speaking with Vincennes Mayor Joe Yoakum, what else is going on?
Well, I'm sure everybody's heard the news that Old Chicago's going to have a new business come in. Looking forward to that. I think they're going to have like arcades and pool.
That's my understanding.
Yeah, things like that, which I would think would be, a lot of the younger people would enjoy. But I'm just glad to see that getting occupied, and supposedly they're going to open next month.
Oh, that fast?
So, yeah, it's going to be quick.
Oh, gosh, I didn't realize it was going to be that quick. I saw some social media posts, and actually I overheard some people talking about it it was last night, because they were like, it's something, people are still confused about it.
Right.
To be quite honest, a lot of people still don't believe something's going in there, but it definitely is.
They're going to start hiring sometime this month. They've already met with Ellen Harper at the chamber, has met with them and seeing what they're going to need as far as putting applications out, and their plan is to open next month.
Well, that'd be great.
Yeah.
That's a nice building. It always has been.
Yes. That's a really nice building.
Yeah.
And then on the other end of Maine, we've got a new business coming called Vinyl Pies.
Okay.
Which is a pizza place. Vinyl, like Vinyl Records, Vinyl Pie.
Okay.
And their pizzas are based off of song names, basically.
Okay.
and it's a brick oven pizza.
Oh, those are good.
So that's going down in the 100 block of Maine here. I would think they'd start construction soon.
Okay.
So
that's good news.
And then everybody knows Dunkin' Donuts. And,
right. Some of the other stuff.
Yeah. And then probably the biggest thing coming is the Amazon delivery plant.
You know what the schedule is on that? Maybe.
They're planning on being open in November.
Okay.
Well, so that's pretty quick. They're building 104,000 square foot facility. So.
All right.
That'll bring some decent-paying jobs up to 100 to 150. So,
all right.
Looking forward to that.
Speaking of Vincennes Mayor Joe Yoakum, Joe, it is almost spring.
Yes.
What kind of road projects maybe can we look forward to this spring and summer?
Well, as our legislators screwed everything up last year with the new income tax and property tax, they also messed with the road funding. And because of that, there was less money, so a lot of communities didn't get any money, as Vincennes was one of them. Washington, Sullivan, Knox County. But they recognized that they messed up, so this year they passed another bill to put, I think, $75 more million into communities that can use it to pave. So they're going to open up another application for that, and anybody that received money in the initial one can apply. So not receiving money will apply and try to still do what we were going to do. That won't happen. You won't see paving till at the earliest fall.
Okay. Is that going to put us behind on Washington Avenue then?
No, Washington Avenue is a completely different project. That's a federal aid project.
Okay.
So, and now that we've acquired all the right-of-way we need, or temporary right-of-way, you'll see a lot of utility work going on out there. That'll be the biggest. If you remember Washington Avenue, there were times it was down to one lane. And it'll kind of be like that until the first of next year. And then it'll be closed like Washington Avenue was, the first section.
Okay.
Till the construction's completed. And so, and it won't be completely finished till November of next year.
Okay.
So,
all right. Speaking with Vincennes Mayor Joe Yocum, Joe, anything else you want to touch on while I got you in the studio?
I don't know if I've ever mentioned the city app.
Yeah.
We have a city app that has a great calendar of events. If you say there's nothing going on, just get our app, look at the calendar, and you'll see there's all type of events. And if you have an event and want it on that calendar, call the office and we'll put it on there. But also, we also have a railroad link.
Oh, yeah. You talked about that.
You can, if you're stopped by a train, if the train stops, you can go that, and it'll show you what crossings are blocked. We have certain crossings that have cameras.
Okay.
So, because if you're stopped at Main Street, you may not know if the clear to your right or to your left.
Yeah.
You can figure that out with this app.
Okay.
And watch that. So I encourage people to get our app, if for nothing else but the railroad crossing.
So, all right. Is that just go to your app store and search Vincennes?
Yeah.
Okay, City of Vincennes.
Yeah.
All right.
And then you've got to download the railroad.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's very handy. I use it a lot.
I believe that. Yeah. So, all right, Joe. Well, appreciate you coming in today.
Thanks.
Vincennes Mayor Joe Yocum.
World-class music. Fresh news.